Srikant Gopal is the executive director of the TOEFL program for ETS. He said this special form of the test can be taken completely online using the company ProctorU's remote proctoring technology. Gopal added that it only took 6 weeks to develop, showing that a crisis can lead to important changes. Yet Jennifer Dewar, with the language education company Duolingo, said this technology has been available for years. In 2014, Duolingo launched its own English ability test that was completely online and used AI proctoring from the beginning. Now, over 2,000 institutions accept it for their language requirements. Dewar said, "The coronavirus has shown that the traditional leaders in the testing field are not the best or even only option." She said it is interesting that her service was able to prove that testing could be done online, at home, and that it could be secure and valid. She added that Duolingo now is the one that's been doing that for the longest. Still, some experts worry that online tests might not be considered as valuable as traditional ones. Mehran Ibadullahi is the chief executive officer of TestMax, a test preparation company which offers study assistance to people taking the LSAT. The LSAT is the main admissions test for law schools in the U.S. He said the LSAT Flex, an online form of the LSAT that was recently launched, is shorter than the traditional test. He worries that schools might value its results less. As you compare students with traditional LSAT scores versus LSAT Flex, how will admissions committees look at that? He asked. He added that not everyone has access to strong internet or a quiet place to work at home. However, some experts wonder if admissions tests like the SAT and ACT are necessary at all. In May, the University of California system decided to suspend its admission requirements for SAT and ACT results. Bob Schaefer said this move is proof of the growing popularity of what is being called the test optional movement. Schaefer is the director of FairTest, an educational organization that works on admissions testing. It reports that over 1,000 schools have joined the movement. He noted that a large amount of research shows that students whose parents have high incomes are more likely to perform well on the SAT and ACT. That would be fine if the test was designed to predict where you come from, said Schaefer. But its use is to determine where you can go, and that is where it becomes an inaccurate, unfair barrier to access. I'm Pete Musto.